Hey everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome back. We're kind of into part two of the Antichrist. We jumped into the first half. The finish is real strong here. This is a very positive study. You know, people are always afraid about the end times. I'm not. It's the greatest time of human history. More people get saved in these last days in the history of the body of Christ. It's an incredible time to be alive, God, for whatever reason, allowed us to be here. So we're going to pick this scripture up because we're right in the middle of some really good stuff. Revelation 13, verse 11. This is all about the Antichrist. Because there's people say, well, what do you know about him? Well, the Bible is packed full of scriptures about him. God did not want people to be an ignorant people. So, Revelation 13, verse 11, he's called the beast of the earth. It says this in Revelation 13, verse 11 through 15. Another beast came up out of the earth. He exercised authority over the first beast. He required all the earth to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. Now, I know you've made it, if you've seen any of the end times movies, the guy gets killed and he died, but he comes back from the dead. He did astounding miracles. Who, the guy that came back from the dead? This is going to actually happen. He made fire flash down to the earth from the sky while everybody was watching. Because TV, everybody's got a TV if you got a cell phone. Woo, that guy made fire fall from heaven. Yes, he did. He sure did. With all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belonged to the world. How many? All. He deceived everybody. He ordered a great statue to be made of the first beast who came back to life. Then he gave life to the statue so it could speak. Well, now we've got a speaking statue. People say, oh, you're making that up. No, this is actually going to happen, guys. I'm telling you. God left it in a book so we could read about it. He gave the statue life so it could speak. The statue of the beast commanded that everybody refusing to worship him must die. Well, what's this thing? It's finally, oh, that statue's talking. What's it saying? You don't worship me, we're all going to die. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you the truth. It's in the Bible. You can read all of it. Revelation 12, verse 13. The dragon declared war against the woman's children, all who keep God's commandments and maintain their testimony to Jesus. This is out of the Bible. It's literally, who are you going to make war against? Everybody that keeps God's commandments and maintains their testimony to Jesus. Who's making war against? Christians. Who's this ugly thing making war against? Christians. Hunting them down, looking for them. With certain parts of the world that's going on right now, they're being sought out. They're trying to find the innocent people, going door to door. It's creeping in, guys. I'm just telling you. Revelation 7, verse 13. The question was asked in heaven, who are these people clothed in white? And God answers, these are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. What's going to happen? Well, God gives very declared, detailed information. So, God's warning is how he warns. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. God has not left us in the dark. He showed us. The Lord isn't really slow about it, his promises, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anybody to be destroyed, but he wants everybody to repent. What's God trying to kill everybody up? No, he's trying to get people to repent. God's long-suffering, but he's not forever. God's long-suffering, but not forever. So, signs of nature. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. God wants everybody to repent. So these are the signs of, we call it society. This is what you're going to see on the news. If you're watching the news, I don't watch the news anymore, but if you do. Matthew 24, 12. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. What's this, a sign in society? A sign of what? Jesus is coming. Why? Sin's going to be rampant. Yeah, I mean, when I was young, I've told this so many times, the news was on from 5 to 5:30 every day. If you missed the 30-minute news, you had to wait another 24 hours. But today, news is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 7 different channels. You see about hell happening all the time. Matthew 24, 37. When the Son of Man returns, it will look like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up until the time that Noah went into the boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it's going to be when the Son of Man returns. Nobody's going to be looking for Jesus. The Bible says so. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. You should know this, Timothy, and he's talking to Timothy. He's a pastor. Local church, Paul's writing Timothy, his son in the faith, Pastor Timothy. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times where people will love not only themselves and their money. They'll be boastful and proud. scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They'll be unloving, unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They'll be cruel. They'll hate what is good. They'll betray their friends. They'll be reckless. They'll be puffed up with pride. They will love pleasure more than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that, Paul said in the New Testament. Stay away from these people. Watch out who you hang with. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, God abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that they never should have done. Why are they doing that? Well, God's tired of dealing with them. He just turned them over to their own flesh. I like this. Isaiah 5, verse 20. Isaiah 5, verse 20. What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil. That's what's going to happen in the last days. That dark is light and light is dark, and that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. Man, that's going to be a nasty thing when you get to that point. Now, here's the negative signs about the Antichrist and what's going to happen in the last days. Matthew 24, verse 5. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and they will deceive many. Who's that? False preachers. Where they're at in the last days, there can be a lot of false preachers. Don't know Jesus, but they act like they do. Matthew 24:11. Among many false prophets, they will appear and they will deceive many people. Whoa. Matthew 24:24. For false prophets, false messiahs will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. Even some of God's people, the Christians, will be deceived. Why? Well, every day you're not fellowshiping with the saints, you're not reading your Bible, you're not staying close to God, and you're backing away. Man, that's a bad thing to have happen. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Don't be fooled by what people say, where they say, that day will not come unless there's a great rebellion against God, and the men of lawlessness reveal, the one who brings destruction. Where that day will not come until there's a great rebellion. What's going to happen? It's going to happen. Is there a rebellion? Yeah, but not the great rebellion. It's going to come. I like this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, 1. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days some will turn away from the true faith. What happened? They'll turn away from the true faith. Who? Well, I don't know who. Some will. They'll turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Who you listen to? Oh, goofball. Don't be listening to goofball. Matthew 24, verse 9. Then you will be arrested and persecuted and killed. You'll be hated all over the world for my sake because you are my followers. What's going to happen? Tribulation. Signs of technology. Revelation 11, verse 8. Revelation 11, 8. Says this, and all their bodies will lie in the main street of Jerusalem, the city that is figuratively called Sodom in Egypt, the city where the Lord was crucified. And for 3.5 days, all peoples, tribes, languages, and nations will stare at their bodies. Nobody will be allowed to bury them. What's going to happen? Well, during the tribulation, the two witnesses come, and man, they're witness to everybody, and all of a sudden, they get killed. And they lay in the street for 3 days. What happens 3 days later? They come back to life. God's a show-off, too. It's a great story. Revelation 13, 15. He was permitted to give life to the statue so that it could speak. And the statue of the beast commanded everybody refusing to worship it must die. Revelation 13, 16. He required everybody, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And nobody could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom's needed here, the Bible says. Let one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for the number is the number of men. His number is 666. There have been more movies made about that, but it's in the Bible. Don't be confused. Just read what it says. Matthew 24:21. For there will be greater anguish than at any time since the world began. When? When the Antichrist is in charge. Never been that bad. Never has that many people died. Luke 21:26. People will be terrified of what they see coming on the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Politically, there will be signs, and we're seeing it right now. Political signs. Zechariah 12:2. I will make Jerusalem like an intoxicating drink that makes the nearby nations stagger when they send their armies to besiege Jerusalem and Judah. On that day, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock. All the nations will gather against it to try to move it, but they will only hurt themselves. He said, what's going to happen? Well, politically, God's reestablishing Israel. Did that in 48. Where are they going to go? Nowhere. I don't care what you see in the news. Israel is not going anywhere. whatever battle's coming, they're going to win. It's in the Bible. They're not going to lose. I like this Ezekiel 38, verse 2. Son of man, turn and face Gog, the land of Magog, Russia, and the Central Asian nations, including Afghanistan today. He said, what is, and the prince that rules over the nations, and prophesy against them. We said, all the nations you're seeing about in the news, said, prophesy against them. Here's what I want you to tell them. Ezekiel 38, verse 6. Gomer, the nations of Eastern Europe near the Black Sea, includes the Gauls, the French, the Scots, the Irish, the Welsh, the Britons, and the Dutch. And all of its armies will also join you along with the armies of the Armenians and the Turks, not the Kurds, very specific in the Bible, not the Kurds, from the distant north of many others. Well, these people are together with the Antichrist to attack God's people. Ezekiel 35, 1, a message for Edom. Again a message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, turn and face Mount Seir, and prophesy against his people. Give them this message. I am your enemy, O Mount Seir, and I will raise my fist against you to destroy you completely. I will demolish your cities, make you desolate. Then you will know I am the Lord. Eternal hatred for the people of Israel led you to butcher them when they were helpless, when I had already punished them for all their sins. God said, I was dealing with them. I didn't need you to deal with that. You shouldn't have gotten involved. Ezekiel 35, verse 10. For you said, the lands of Israel and Judah will be ours. We will take possession. We will do what we care. Who cares that the Lord's there? These are the people that the devil's used. Who cares that the Lord's there? It's just, we don't care. Now, here's what's happening. This is Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verse 1 through 10. Now, again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I really like this. This is talking about Satan being bound for 1,000 years. What's going to happen? Well, tribulation is going to end. Right toward the end of the tribulation, Satan's going to be bound in a big pit for 1,000 years. He's going to disappear. So read what happens. Revelation 20, verse 1 through 10. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil. What happened when an angel came down and seized the devil? And bound him in chains for 1,000 years. And the angel threw the devil into the bottomless pit, which was then shut and locked, so Satan could not deceive the nations any more until the 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. Verse 4, then I saw thrones, and the people sitting on them had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their testimony about Jesus, for proclaiming the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his statue. They had not accepted the mark on their foreheads or their hands. They all came to life again, and they belonged to Christ for 1,000 years. And this is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come back to life until 1,000 years had ended. Blessed and holy are those who shared the first resurrection. For them the second death holds no power. They will be priests of God and Christ and will reign with him 1,000 years. This is about the defeat of Satan, verse 7. When the 1,000 years came to an end, Satan was let out of his prison. He will go out to deceive the nations called Gog and Magog. In every corner of the earth, he will gather them together for battle. A mighty army, as numberless as the sand along the seashore. I saw them as they went up into the broad plain of the earth that surrounded God's people. Jerusalem. They're surrounding Jerusalem, the beloved city. But fire from heaven came down on them, attacking armies and consume them. Now, Jesus in Jerusalem, he come back to rule. At the end of 1,000 years, he's been ruling for 1,000 years from this planet. All of a sudden, the armies of the earth, the devil's let out, and he got all those armies that were not loyal to Jesus while he's ruling and reigning, and came down, and it got nasty. And said, then the devil, who had deceived them, was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet, and they there will be tormented day and night forever and forever. What's going to happen? Well, at the end of the tribulation, the devil's going to get bound up for 1,000 years. You won't see him around for 1,000 years. What does that start? Well, it starts what they call the millennial reign of Jesus, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus. And we're going to cover that in that last lesson. You don't want to miss it because it's an exciting time to be alive. We're not going to be confused or deceived. We know the truth. Truth sets us free. I tell you, the best thing you'll ever do is get you a Bible and start reading it. The Gideons will give you one for free. Get one in a local library. And people say, well, where do you start? And I used to tell people, well, start in the book of John, and that was good. But I tell them now, everybody I lead to the Lord, start in Revelation. The book of Revelation says, blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. What's the end? I need to know how this movie's going to end. How's it end? Really good. It's good for the people of God. So let's get in the book. Let's start reading a little bit every day. And I tell you, let's start in a proverb. Read a proverb a day for a month. It will change your life forever. Then you'll start reading some Psalms. Then you'll read some Revelation. Then you'll read, who knows, Genesis. And you'll start to get the picture. What happened, where it's going, and who the victor is. And that's us. So God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.